Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The challenge continues to keep schools open throughout the nation in the face of COVID. Later this week, the CDC is expected to propose, among other things, the use of rapid tests to enable someone in close contact with an infected person to stay in school. And starting this month, the Biden administration is planning to send schools 10 million tests. But in Oakland, California, students are threatening to walk out next week if the district does not do more to beef up COVID-19 protections. Joining us now is reporter Ashley McBride, who covers schools for the nonprofit community newsroom, The Oakland Side. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Tanya.
What are students asking for?
So some of the things that students are asking for in their petition are high-quality masks for every student, so KN95 or N95 masks, PCR and rapid tests twice a week, and equipment to eat safely outside in the rain. Those are their three main demands. And students also added in their petition that if the district can't provide these things by the end of this week, then they want to move to remote learning until they can have their demands met, or they will begin striking and not coming to school next week.
What is the district's response to their demands?
So the district has said that most of these demands are in progress, that they've ordered the masks, they've ordered tables and umbrellas so students can eat outside safely. Right now, it's kind of the rainy season in the Bay Area. The district has said they have the fans and the filters in classrooms and cafeterias, but supply chain issues and increased demand have made it so that not everything has arrived yet. And on testing, the district has said that they don't have the amount of staff necessary to do twice a week or weekly testing for everyone in the district. And I want to add that for most of these students, distance learning wasn't fun. They would much rather be learning in person, but they are willing to do remote learning temporarily if it means that when they come back, that everyone will be healthy and will feel safe at school, because right now a lot of students don't feel safe.
Right. So the contention is that is all about timing. Essentially, they're saying this needs to happen now. And the district's saying there are all of these other factors that make it impossible to essentially make it happen within a day or two. Do you think the students will walk out if these protections are not in place in a timely manner?
I do think they will. I talked with a few students yesterday, and they feel that some of these things, like providing high-quality masks, should have been done before school started in August or really at any point before now. And they feel that the district has been making these promises, like outdoor eating, for example, for months, and that still not every school has adequate equipment to eat outside.
This threatened walkout follows a sick out by teachers just this past Friday. Why did teachers call in sick?
Right. So the larger context around this sick out is that the local teachers union, the Oakland Education Association, has been bargaining for the past several months with the Oakland Unified School District over safety measures in schools. And the union has put forward proposals that include similar things like providing these high quality masks for all students and staff, weekly mandatory testing, and better ventilation. And so the teachers who planned the sick out have really felt like these safety negotiations haven't been moving quickly enough because, again, they've been meeting with the district a few times a month since October, and they haven't been able to come to an agreement on many of these items.
How has the district managed so far to keep schools open? A dozen schools were closed in Oakland last Friday as a result of this teacher sick out.
Right. And so that's the first and only instance so far of schools having to be closed in Oakland Unified. Last Friday, there were about 500 teachers out, which is twice as many teachers that had been absent earlier in the week. And so since then, the district has used substitutes and even had central office staff who have teaching credentials go into classrooms and cover for teachers that are out.
It's astounding, the idea of office staff teaching kids. We're hearing these anecdotes all over the nation where gym teachers are also stepping in to help because of a teacher shortage.
Right. So across the Bay in San Francisco, the superintendent of schools actually stepped in and I think taught a middle school class. And I believe it has been something that Governor Gavin Newsom introduced a bill or a policy that would kind of make it easier for people to qualify to become substitutes. I'll also add that another wrinkle in this is that the reason that Oakland Unified and other school districts in California are so adamant about not going to remote learning is because of funding. So in California, the state funds school districts based on in-person attendance. If Oakland Unified were to go remote for a week or two, they would lose out on millions of dollars, and they don't want to do that.
Ashley, I'm just curious. I mean, I know what the district has already said, but has there been any change in response now that this story is gaining more traction and national attention?
Yeah, I do think that these actions have pushed the district to at least be much more transparent with the community about what's going on and where they are in making schools safer. So I do think OUSD is definitely feeling the pressure and feeling the national spotlight on them.
That's Ashley McBride, a reporter for the nonprofit community newsroom, the Oakland Side. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.